In the times of the Mishnah, the way that the streets were set out was that there would be multiple houses in a chotzer, a courtyard, and all the members of the houses would share the courtyard. And then there would be multiple courtyards which opened up into a movi, a street, and then the movi would open up into a rishos harabim, a public domain. Now, Mishnah is talking about a movi which is open into a public domain only on one side, but on the other three sides it's closed up. So although technically midoraisa this is considered to be a private domain, a rishos hayochid, because it's surrounded by three walls, and the fourth wall is just considered to be an entrance into the rishos hayochid. Nevertheless, midrabbanan, in order that people don't think that just like they can carry in a movi, they can also carry in a rishos harabim, one needs to make a sign and a reminder at the entrance and the exit, really, in the one place where it opens up from the movi into the rishos harabim. The question of our Mishnah is what exactly one needs to do to make that sign. Hechsho movi, in order to allow one to carry in a movi, I say, lechi v'kaira, it requires a vertical pole on the side of the entrance, as well as a horizontal beam at the top of the movi. On the other hand, say, lechi oikaira, it's enough that there be just a pole or just a beam. You don't need both, that's already considered a significant enough sign and reminder to stop people from carrying from the movi into the rishos harabim. Rabbi Eliezer says, L'chayayin, you need two side posts and not a horizontal beam at the top. At least that's how we're going to explain Rabbi Eliezer. And the Mishnah relates that Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Omar Talmud Echad Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, a particular student, which the Gemara explains was Rabbi Meir, said in front of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Meir told Rabbi Akiva the following thing, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, L'nechluku b'shamam b'beis Hillel, b'shamam b'beis Hillel did not argue al mavri shu pochis me'arba amais, about a mavri whose entranceway is less than 4 amas wide, because they both agree that in that case, shu oibelechi oibekeira, that the sign which needs to be made is either a vertical pole on the side, or a horizontal beam at the top. Meaning, even Beis Shammai agree that if the entranceway is less than 4 amas wide, then it's enough just to have a lechi or a kaira, because since it's not so wide, people will definitely see one of them, even if there's only one of them. Al ma nechelaku, on which case did they argue? Al rochav mi'arba amas, only on a case where the entranceway was more wide than 4 amas, that eser up to 10 amas, because as we saw in the previous Mishnah, if the entranceway is more than 10 amas wide, then anyway the entranceway needs to be narrowed, because otherwise it's not considered to be an entranceway anymore. It's too wide. But the point is, only in that case where it's wider than 4 amas, and therefore it's less easy to immediately see the lechi or the kaira, only then a Beis Shammai strict, and Beis Shammai say lechi v'kaira, you need both a lechi and a kaira to be a significant sign and reminder not to carry in the rishos harabim. Even in that case, you need either a lechi or a kaira, but you never need both, according to Beis Hillel. So this is what Rabbi Meir told Rabbi Akiva in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Akiva replied, "Om Rabbi Akiva said Rabbi Akiva al zev al zeh nechelaku." They argued on both cases, meaning that's not true. And even a entranceway which is less wide than 4 amos, even then Beis Shammai require both a lechi and a kaira. Mishnah Gimel, the point of this Mishnah is to tell us that the kaira, the crossbeam, which is used as the sign of the entranceway of the movi, it has to appear to be quite a permanent part of the entranceway, and it has to remind people and be a significant sign, so it has to be very recognizable. And therefore the beam has to be at least a tefach wide, the width of a fist. Now the way that the Mishnah is going to tell us that it has to be a tefach wide is quite a roundabout and more complicated way. Talks about bricks and holding bricks, and the reason for that is to show the reason why it has to be a tefach wide. The reason why it has to be a tefach wide is to make sure that it's a permanent part, that it's a strong beam, it can even carry bricks. And so the Mishnah tells us that Hakira Sha'omru, the beam which the Chachamim talked about in the previous couple of Mishnayos, it has to be Rechovak de Kabal Oriach, wide enough to hold an Oriach. Now, what's an Oriach? So the Mishnah says, V'Oriach, an Oriach is Chatzi Levino Shel Shleisha Tfachim, half a brick which is 3 tefachim wide. So that means that an oriach is 1.5 tefachim wide. So the beam has to be wide enough to hold a brick which is 1.5 tefachim wide. However, if you think about it, that doesn't mean that the beam itself has to be 1.5 tefachim wide. Rather, da'ala kairosh teirachav a tefach. It's enough for the beam to be 1 tefach wide, and it can still hold an oriach, which is a bit wider. K'dei lekabel oriach la'arkai, to be able to hold an oriach on its lengthways. So the oriach altogether is 1.5 tefachim wide. If you put it in the middle of the beam, so you would have half a tefach altogether on either side, so really a quarter of a tefach poking out on either side of the beam. But that's okay, that can still be held by a beam which is a tefach, but again the point of the Mishnah is just to tell us that for it to be considered a real sign, the beam has to be at least a tefach wide, so that it appears permanent and reminds people not to carry in the Rosh HaRabim. Mishnah Dalad, a very short Mishnah following on from this previous Mishnah. According to the Tanakhama, Rechovik de lekabel oriach, it has to be wide enough, the beam has to be wide enough to hold an oriach. And as we explained, that means that it has to be at least a tefach wide. And as well as that, uvariach de lekabel oriach. It also has to be heavy and strong enough to hold a brick. If it's too weak to physically hold the brick, then it's not considered permanent because it's too flimsy and light. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rechova alfa pisha ein abriya. It's enough that it be wide, even if it's not strong enough to hold a brick. Nevertheless, it is still considered permanent and recognizable enough to stop people from carrying in a Rosh HaRabim as well. Mishnah Hey, this continues to elaborate on Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that the beam does not need to be strong enough. And Mishnah explains that Haisa shel kash shel konim, if this so-called beam, this koira at the top, was actually made of straw or reeds, which are very light, it can't hold a brick. We look at it as if it's made of metal, which of course can hold a brick. The point is, it's not a problem that it can't physically hold a brick. As long as it is wide enough to hold a brick, it is recognizable and will stop people from carrying in a Rosh HaRabim. Similarly, akuma, if the kara was bent, we view it as if it was straight. Even though a bent beam probably cannot hold a brick because it would slide off, nevertheless, it is recognizable enough. Agula, if it was round, like a cylinder, it wasn't a regular beam which has flat sides, rather it was more of like a big cylinder. So it's round, so it can't really hold a brick. Once again, we look at it as if it is squared and flat and able to carry a brick. Now we said before that the beam has to be at least a tefach wide. Now if the beam is round, then how is one supposed to measure whether it's a tefach wide? You could measure it from right at the end of the beam, but that can be quite difficult. So if, let's say, you want to measure it from the middle of the beam, how can you do that? So the Mishnah provides a method, kol sheyesh behekeifei shlosh tefachim, any cylinder whose circumference, which is the length around the cylinder, if that is 3 tefachim, then yesh b'yoychav tefach, it has a diameter, which is the width of the circle or the cylinder, of 1 tefach. That's really very close to pi. The rule of pi is that the circumference of a circle is just over 3 times its diameter. So the Mishnah is not saying an exact measure, it's just saying so that you can know roughly if your beam, which is a cylinder, is wide enough to be used as a keira for the mavui.